I'm sure we can use this opportunity also to get us out of here with some solution for Eskom. Anybody having anything that you can call Eskom to?
I've got one, Mr. Chairman. Can we ask them to look into the global warming? They can pull the plug in it and start pulling
pushes. I think some of the things that government could bring to the table are things like structure and business and attitude and so on. So while I think it's important for entrepreneurs and innovation to take forward these in South Africa, there are also other countries we need to look at where this has been successful. I mean, you look at China, you look at the EU, the infrastructure in place, but there's also a significant regard for entrepreneurial capability. Now, having said that, I know as an entrepreneur, we're not always structured. And when we start things, when we are looking at innovation, we don't necessarily consider the capital required. Because we are innovative. We are looking at biotech firms, we look at ICT firms, we look at financial sectors, the various sectors, mining sectors. The people that are thinking are thinkers, are not necessarily just business people. And I see a lot of you saying, yes. So I'm probably a better business person than I was 10 years ago. At that point, I would have considered innovation far more important than putting structure in place. I think the one thing that government should bring to the table from a technology agency perspective is structure. Now, I was fortunate enough last year to spend a week in the US at a software development conference. And I get the fondness at times when we look at our own people and say we're not as good as everybody else. It's kind of like we have a chip on our phone. So, you know, we need to lose that first and say, from an innovation hub perspective, where does that capital actually come from? And I think one of the major challenges is accessing that capital and understanding as young people, because I run internships in my company, and you know, if I ask some of them if they'd rather work for me than actually work on their own, they probably would. But the thing is, they don't actually understand how to access some of these funds that government makes available to them. So I think the goal, if it's properly marketed and managed as an organization with the correct structures in place, and we look at proposals and submissions in a structured environment from a patent perspective, innovation, services, and we look at what we have available in South Africa from a people perspective, then there is no reason that we should not be able to move forward from an innovation and a country perspective as well. I'd like to just look at, and I don't think we all have a copy of this, and I won't actually submit it. And obviously, last year I managed to spend 3 days with Granny Montage, which was quite a fortunate experience for me. We were on the same program. And the one key thing that I understood afterwards was that people are important, but it's also we need to have good government. And I mean, I'm seeing some of that coming through in the newspapers and just reading and so on, and I don't have access to some of the students and some of the ladies in the room. But having said that, good governance is key. If we put this type of bill in place and we fund it and we ask OEMs to fund it, because why should they, I mean, they're all expected to deliver in South Africa at this point in time, why shouldn't we be accessing those funds and looking 3 to 5 years ahead in terms of our own innovation? There's no reason why we should not be using those funds to fund our young people or our people that are currently not engaged in society. So if one looks at this, what we've actually proposed is putting proper processes in place with proper structures, and obviously there has to be backup plans. I mean, if people submit innovations and technologies and new mining technologies and that is the war, I think one has to have a backup plan, and obviously the challenge with innovation is it doesn't wait for anybody. And I think we see that in China. I mean, obviously they're very good at knocking things off, but I think we can develop things, and we have developed in the past things in the country that are world-class, but we don't tell anybody about it. Because we're so busy worrying about what everybody else is doing. So we really need to get infrastructure in place to ensure that some of these innovations are actually taken to market and we brand them as South African innovation and not, you know, just general innovation. So I think the entrepreneurial capability needs to be encouraged because that's going to grow jobs for us. How do we do that? Just the structures in place. The technology, new technology role and the structure within that organization should be as such that it does not hamper the growth of the patients or the service or the technology, etc. It has to actually increase our capability within this country. And I think we have the capability and we've got great people here. We just need to use a lot of that in a more structured environment. I think some of the main things from our perspective is governance and execution. If you're going to give people money, how do you govern it? And how do you ensure that that money is actually used for the correct purposes? And then what are the, you know, I would agree with the gentleman behind me. Some of those measurements are currently not in place, and we need to know that we're going to make money out of things. You know, we can't keep throwing money stuff in here if we don't get invested. But having said that, we can achieve a lot of the goals in South Africa, and not with, we can look to China and the US and European markets so far, but we need to actually start executing some of the things we're talking about.
Thank you very much, Ms. Orinda. Thank you very much. You may just show that I have light on the table. Member? Oh, yeah. Ms. Orinda is ready to engage with you if you so wish. Ah, they're chickening out. So, they're chickening out. But if you feel such, like you mentioned that structure is needed. What do you have in mind in terms of government creating that environment, you have the structure? Because I take it that you support the bill, you worry about its negative effects, but you say let's create a culture, let's have the capability, build the capability and the courage and enhance the leadership and so on and so on. How do you propose to do that?
I think government should start looking at itself as more as venture capitalist in the innovation environment and rather than just, you know, I understand the transformation requirements and I think it's key. And I think government has to have a handle on transformation and therefore part of that is equity. And historically, that makes a lot of sense. Having said that, we have to ensure that we have the right people at the right level. So if you have a procurement in the environment, perhaps first sense of marketing, I'm not saying that for 1 minute, but finance, whatever, perhaps those are areas where government puts in effect or at an individual end from a board perspective to encourage the growth of the company while actually reaching the financial benefits.
A lot of people, because it's always sounds terrible, government, really need to get the end. Government. Other than the venture capitalists are saying that we don't want to compete with government. That's what they are saying to us consistently, and to say that, listen, if you want to take equity, you're discouraging us from competing. And how should you respond to them? They're listening to you, you know. Mm-hmm. And please don't, they mustn't hold it against you when you give them.
I can understand where they're coming from because as self-fixed private individuals, we all have a responsibility. We all have a responsibility to shareholders. But you know, we're going through a phase of change in the country, and while we're going through that and we need growth, we need government input to actually grow some of the areas where traditionally we would have bought skills from other technologies, competencies, or whatever from how you might treat them in the back, and I'm probably never going to talk to you, the chances are, but I'm going to support that because I see the transformation is taking time, and people are at the wrong side of the market. I just believe that I see more from government perspective as a venture capital, so we need to have exit strategy as well. I mean, you know, there's a time to buy and a time to sell, and I think Warren Buffett said, you know, you need to kind of know when the time to buy is and the time to leave, and we all are back to early and in our own life. So I think government also can realize that there's a time to look for.
That's fine. Are you suggesting to me that Mr. Montashi knows something about innovation?
Yeah.
I'll ask him, by the way, he's now the Secretary General of the ANC.
I'm very aware of that.
The new one. So if he has some innovation, he might be able to redeploy and put him into the Science and Technology Department and recall him from that position. That's a good, powerful show you see. Thank you very much, before I'm done. Gigi?
Thank you, Chair. Just two quick comments. The first one is that we feel very, very privileged, I think, in the department for having such a single peer show. The first round in the second round. What it has done, I think, for us, it has one given us an assurance that there is a need for such a nation. However, we take note of some of the concerns that are raised, which for us are reduced to threats without sounding pedantic to one clause, mainly. We do take the concerns that have been raised and also do accept what I call not so elegant formulation of that clause, because I've looked at it carefully myself after having heard what's been said here. But it sounds like government wants to take equity on anything that moves and that it finds. We apologize for that formulation. The proposed formulation would be based on some of the principles that I think I have responded to both in the first round and the second round, which is mainly to ensure that when we fund consortia individuals and private sector entities that participate in the structure, in cases where we believe there is an interest for public good and the strategy of the country, and maybe this is the wording that we need to find a way to bring into the deal. We still do believe that we have a role to play in ensuring that we bring complementary assets that make sure that the nurturing of that entity and that company goes into a higher value IP that is generated in that entity. That is the intent. And if we have to think carefully about how we formulate that so that it reflects that intent, and that would make the life of the portfolio committee easier, we will propose a formulation for you tomorrow. But that's really the essence of what we've had, and we apologize for this, but now, of course, the new team of leaders will remember. The second point is that we think perhaps there is a need for us, I'm not so sure if this helps the finalization of the bill, for us to have an investment policy framework that allows some of the concerns that have been raised to be clarified in that investment policy, which is much more detailed, and perhaps allay these fears, which we believe cannot be included in the bill because they deal with the operational issue on how the agency is going to work. So again, maybe some advice on the legal team on how we can do that. But maybe that is the vehicle that I think we can use for us in the regulatory environment. And then we would, in that formulation, also do some homework this afternoon in relation to the suggestion from Honorable Blanchet around the credit guarantee bill as one mechanism that you can use to ensure that you have in this basket of complementary assets something that you can use to make sure that you help the entity to be incubated into generating a higher value IP. And then lastly, Chair, the point that was raised earlier on by a number of presenters, as well as I think the point that was articulated earlier on about the 3A, 3B entities, we have started to engage with National Treasury on this, and it seems like there is a workable solution where you could have an hybrid of the 3A and the 3B to take into account the concerns that National Treasury has, because they say that if you want a 3B, demonstrate to us that on day one you'll be able to generate external revenue. We can't give this guarantee now, so I think their concern is valid. So they say you can become a 3A public entity, but you could ask for a blanket exemption for that entity to be allowed to do the kinds of things that I think this entity would do without having to go and ask permission from the Minister of Finance from time to time. So we're working on this. I cannot give you a date. We have to, I think National Treasury has agreed to approach their legal team to investigate whether this is feasible, and then they would come back to us and indicate what would be required, but we've been asked to put a motivation for that in the meantime, because they say that this has been done with some of the state-owned enterprises, by the way, so they say it's not a precedent. So I hope these comments help, I think, both those that have been here to make presentations, which I must again say we value tremendously, as well as the portfolio committee, to hear some of the homework that we've done at the high level, which is the first round, the second round of this.
Thank you very much, Gigi. I'm sure we'll have a lot of time to engage extensively with some of the proposals.
Deliberated, as you are well aware, over some of the issues relating to board appointments and their roles and functions, etc., etc., and then in that amendment bill we just passed. And I think we need to just quickly recap as to whether there's a fight in that. I think the chair did actually, did you mention the chair? I can't recall, come on. But don't recycle that, because, you know, we actually want to ensure that the board works. And the only way the board's going to work, you can do it by regulation, you can do it if you like, but if it's intention in the act, believe me, it becomes more practical to implement at the end of the day. So that's, you know, part of a good governance. You know, we can also then, at the end of the day, or hold account, you know, to that. It's just a loose frame. I think the terror in the powers of the bill related to board very strong. And I think we just need to do that. I think that was a general consensus. I don't know, Chair.
Let me thank everyone all and all for your effort for enriching this project. Much clever when you start. With all your input and engagement and so on, we obviously have time. Put our heads together, finalize the decree, deal with the difficult issues of equity. The proposal will come very handy. My reading was to say people were worried about the must have the equity in the consultation. But obviously, as you say, let's take it a little bit further than that. I'm not sure it gives you much, just that you look into the investment policy framework, into whether it's going to be referred to in the law, or is it something that we need to regulation? The legal guru, the slim procureur, is certainly young person. That is just to check that we will be sensitive to that, because that's a major issue. The PSMA, yes, good luck, it's a long issue, good luck. I know some people have traveled this route before, and it can be very frustrating. I'm just saying, don't put your hopes too high. surgery very unpredictable, and for good reason. So if you can get this money in roll, I would say Z or C. So on and so on.
Yeah, because every year they present their budget on time. The national budget then.
You're going for easy targets. I think we've learned a lot from the FAA situation with 3B. We've learned a lot. Team Flacco wanted to go 3B. They faced the face of difficulty. I know that we spent a lot of time to try and understand the logic. For instance, anyway, let me not get into that. No. I'm just saying that I know I've settled this before. So it's not as easy as it is. But since the legal people are looking to it at a higher level, I think we will achieve the objective. I'm told lunch will be ready at all the families. We won't come back here. We'll finish first. We're meeting again tomorrow to show members of that. Also, time to go through some of the documents that you might only receive this morning or last night, so that you give ourselves time. The comprehensive response from the department will be done tomorrow. First thing, we'll start with preliminary deliberation of this matter. And if the state law advises to also respond by tomorrow, in terms of what is the question that you answer, we'll be very glad. And so on. Thank you very much for the visit, John.